Indy, and it's time for our first local news update of the morning, and this update is made possible by the Indiana State Fair. There's more at indianastatefair.com. And with the look at the news, here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. It's only August 1st, but it is the first day of school in Warren Township. Many other area districts will be starting next week. A new report from the Indiana Department of Health examines investments in education at the youngest level. The state of the young Hoosier child examines factors affecting newborns to five-year-olds. Those include such things as health care, housing, and family structure. The Indiana Youth Institute is highlighting the need for more early childhood education. CEO and President Bill Stanjakiewicz says too many kids under the age of five are not prepared for school.
It is absolutely essential that kids walk into kindergarten already knowing their letters and numbers and their colors and their shapes and just real basic math skills and real basic literacy skills. Without those basic skills, it takes longer to get acclimated to school, which then slows down their progress moving forward.
He says it's a combination of parental involvement, a stable lifestyle, and a good preschool. Our monthly feature with Bill covers this topic, and that report will follow our 7:30 news and sports. The Indiana department that cares for the state's most vulnerable children has cut $103 million from its budget this year. The Journal-Gazette of Fort Wayne reports the Indiana Department of Child Services' centralized administrative functions, moved training for adoptive and foster parents in-house, and cut in half the number of children sent to residential facilities. Just 844 kids were in group homes or foster care in June. That's down from more than 1,600 in February of 2007. The Child Services' chief financial officer says the least restrictive family setting is best for children, but the Children's Coalition in Indiana says state budget cuts come at a cost to children. Congress is moving quickly on a hard-fought agreement to avert a potentially devastating default on U.S. obligations. The Senate seems likely to vote first on the measure, while House GOP leaders work to assemble support for it. Though a deal has been reached, it could mean potential problems for Indiana and other states. The AP's Carlotta Bradley reports.
The cost of the compromise needed to raise the federal debt ceiling will likely mean more fiscal pain on states still struggling to recover from the recession and also the end of federal stimulus spending. The deal could mean a wide range of cuts in federal aid to states, affecting everything from Head Start, Meals on Wheels, and worker training initiatives to money for public transit and education grants. One Democratic state lawmaker in Nevada has said there's the potential for disaster should there be a major realignment in federal funding that means a cost shift to states. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Regulators have shut down a trio of banks in Indiana, Virginia, and South Carolina. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation seized the three banks on Friday, the largest by far being Integra Bank, based in Evansville, with 52 branches, $2.2 billion in assets, and $1.9 billion in deposits. The action brings the number of U.S. bank failures this year to 61. The pace of closures has slowed, however, as the economy has stabilized and banks work their way through the bad debt accumulated during the recession. The chairman of the board of the Center for the Performing Arts in Carmel says a nationwide search will begin immediately for a replacement for President and CEO Stephen Libman. Libman's resignation was announced late Friday afternoon, just before opening celebrations for the Tarkington Theater. Board Chairman Roland Dick says Frank Basile has been named interim president and CEO. In a news release from the Center for the Performing Arts, Libman says he wishes the center well, but the time demands had become enormous. WFYI weather, more of the same. Sunny today with a high of 94. Tonight clear, low 72. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 97. And Wednesday and Thursday mostly sunny with highs near 90. Right now we have clear skies. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34, almost 6:35 now. Paul Menard has won his first career Sprint Cup Series race. He conserved fuel.